Today, we continue with a third of our talks on Parshas Nitzavim, and we will study together from Shlishi until Revi'i, an extremely important series of psukim, which is now coming up. Remember, in the last Parsha, a bris, a covenant, was established. And this covenant was an eternal one, an unchanging one, and not just with the contemporary generation, but with all future generations. And now comes the underlying infrastructure of this covenant. Ki atem yedatem eis asher yoshavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim. There are still people here who were very young, perhaps, when they left Egypt, but who still remember how we sat, how we dwelled in Egypt. V'eis asher ovarnu bekerev hagoyim asher avartem. And you too, many of you, perhaps all of you, know the experiences we had when we passed through the midst of various other nations. So you're not an isolated or insulated people. You are a people who have been exposed to the societies of Mitzrayim and to the societies of the other nations we encountered, Ammon, Moab, etc. Vatiru es shikutzehem v'eskilu lehem. And you saw their abominations. You saw their detestable things. You saw their corruption and their decadence. In the words of Rashi, you saw as shikutzehem, you saw that they are as ugly and as disgusting as worms and insects. You saw gilulehem, you saw that their idols, their fetishes are as excrement, as golo. Eitz v'even, they are merely wood and stone. Kesev zohov asheri mohem. At most they are silver and gold, but they are not the living God. Rashi points out, you saw their stones and sticks, you saw their wooden and stone gods, because those they let you see. You did not see their silver and gold gods, asheri mohem, because those they kept secret from you. But nevertheless, you saw the alternative. You saw the empty idolatry. You saw the abominable behavior. You saw the moral deterioration. And now I say to you, Pen yesh bochem, lest there be among you, isho isha, a man or a woman, o mishpocha, or a family, a clan, o shevet, or a tribe. Notice, an individual, a larger group, a family, or a whole community, a whole tribe. Asher levavo foneh hayom eim Hashem Elokeinu, whose heart is now turning away from God. Lo leches la'avod es Elokei hagoyim hohem, and who wants to go and worship the gods of those nations. Pen yesh bochem, lest there be among you shoresh, a root, pore rosh v'la'ano, that is sprouting the poison weed called rosh and the bitter herb called wormwood or la'ano. There might be among you this shoresh, this terrible root, and this root might increase, might grow, might spread, might sprout, might extend beyond it itself. The individual might spread his poison. The family might spread its detestable ways. The tribe might contaminate the entire people. What will this individual be saying? I'm following now the approach of the Ibn Ezra, who breaks it down and says, we're speaking here of the individual, the larger group, the total community. The individual might be Poneh Hayom Ayim Hashem Elokein, might be this little Shoresh, might say to himself, he might hear the sanctions, the punishments, the curses that will befall a person who does not keep the covenant. But he might bless himself. That's how Rashi interprets it. He might bless himself. The Ibn Ezra suggests that he might counter the curse by giving himself a bracha. As he hears the curse being imprecated, he'll say, ah, not for me. I'm blessing myself. I am immune to the curse. Shalom yihye li. Everything will be fine with me. Ki bishrirus libi eilech. Interesting phrase, shrirus libi. Rashi says it means, I will do what I see fit to do. That shrirus is from the word ashurenu v'lo korov. I will see, my heart will tell me what to do. I know what's right or wrong. Radak and Ramban understand shrirus libi, the word shrirus, to be related to the rabbinic word shorir v'kayim, strong. Shrirus libi, I will be stubborn, I will be strong, I will be able to resist all of this religion. Lama'an sefos horovo es hatzimeya. Rashi understands this to mean Lama'an sefos horovo es hatzimeya, so that I will add those sins which are done rovo, those sins which are done when I am full, when I am satiated, when I am drunk, when I am not responsible for my actions, those sins will be added upon the sins I do when I am thirsty, when I am committed, when I am full of lust and desire and passion. In other words, my accidental sins will be added to my intentional ones. And again, there are other ways of understanding this pasuk. L'man sefos horovo es hatzmeo. Rashi says sefos means she'osif, I will add. God says, I will add punishments to everything which he did, which was formerly shogeg, which was formerly done unintentionally. Now that I see whom I'm dealing with this spiteful, intentional sinner, osiflo ani hashigogos alazidonos. I will hold him responsible for his unintentional actions as well. Rovo being the unintentional actions which a person does when he is drunk, when he is intoxicated, will be added to those he does when he is thirsty, when he is sinning intentionally. Lo yove Hashem selo achlo. God will not consent to forgive him. He will not be forgiven. Ki oz yeshanaf Hashem v'kinaso bo ishahu. But rather, God's anger and passion will rage against that man. V'rov sabo kol ha'olo. And all of the curse, Hakesuvo ba'sefer hazeh, which is written in this book, will come down upon him. Umocho Hashem es shemo mitachas hashamoyim. And God will erase this man's name from under the heaven. So here we're speaking of the individual person, the ish o isha, who will somehow think of himself as immune to all these olos. In the words of some of the Mephoshim, he will say, I'm just a little individual. God will not look at me. God will look at the total group. So I'm safe. Sochami onochi yashoves. I will be protected by this umbrella of the whole community, and I alone can go off somewhere and sin. No, God will seek him out, and God will vent his rage upon him. But that's the individual. What about the family? What about the tribe who thinks this way to sin? Here, Pasuk Chaf continues, V'hivdilo Hashem l'ro'o mikol shivtei Yisrael. The Lord will single him out, or better in the context, will single it out, the family, the tribe, mikol shivtei Yisrael. In other words, when a community, sub-community, part of the larger community, sins, God does not hold accountable the entire nation, but rather God will single out that specific community, that family, that tribe. K'chol olos habris ha-kesuvo b'sefer ha-Torah hazeh, and apply to it all of the sanctions of the covenant recorded in this Torah. And here Rashi teaches us something quite important, and that is that, notice the Torah here is referred to as Zeh in the masculine. Rashi says, when the word is just Torah, then it's Torah Hazos, because the word Torah is feminine. So it's Torah Hazos. The word Sefer is masculine, so it's Sefer Hazeh. So notice here, the trop, the ta'amei ha-mikro, the cantillations, the musical notation here is the Sefer HaTorah hazeh. It's the book of Torah, this masculine. The Omar HaDor HaAcharon. And a later generation will say, what is this later generation? B'neichem asher yakumu me'achareichem. It is comprised of the children who will come after you. V'hanochri asher yavo me'eretz rechoka. It can also be comprised of the foreigner who comes from a distant land, and he will behold the consequences of this curse. V'ra'u es makos ha'oretz ha'hi v'es tachalu'el. And he will see the plagues, the diseases that have befallen this land, asher chilo Hashem bo, which God has inflicted upon this land. This land, which because of the sins of this tribe, has fallen subject, has fallen victim to all of these curses, will now be full of makos and tachaluim, full of punishments and plagues and diseases. Gofris for Melach, it will be devastated by sulfur and salt. Srefo chol arzo, totally devastated, totally dry, totally burnt. Lo sizora velo satzmiach, no grass growing there, nothing sprouting there, nothing growing there. Velo yalevo kol esev, no grass growing there. It will resemble k'mahapechas Sodom v'Amora adma utzvoyim asher hofach Hashem biapo v'chamoso. It will be just like the upheaval of the ancient Sodom and Amora adma and tzvoyim, which God overthrew in his fierce anger. This is the scene that this later generation will see. V'yomru kol agoyim. And all the nations of the world will behold this devastating scene, and they will wonder, Al me'oso Hashem kocho lo'oretz hazos, mechori ho'af ha'gadol hazeh. Why did God do this to this land? Why? What is the reason for this terrible anger? V'yomru. And they themselves will not need a prophet, will not need a heavenly voice to tell them the answer. They will figure it out for themselves. Al asher ozvu, because they forsook the covenant, es bris Hashem Elokei Avosam. They forsook the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. Asher korasimom bahutzio osom be'eretz Mitzrayim. They will understand, the Yomru, and they will say, that's the reason. That's the reason. These people abandoned God, and what did they do? They went and they worshipped other gods and bowed down to them. Elohim asher lo yida'um v'lo cholak lohim. These other gods were gods who were unknown to the Jewish people. In the words of Rashi, lo yida'um, they were unknown, they showed no gvura, they showed no divinity, they showed no signs that they were gods. That's asher lo yida'um. V'lo cholak lohim, Rashi understands this to mean, and these gods were not assigned to them. These gods were not given to them. They were given something different. They had a different chelek. Unkelus understands, v'lo cholak lohem, those gods did nothing for them. Did nothing for them. Were not lo heitivu lohem shum tovo. And therefore, v'yicharaf Hashem b'oretz ahi. So God was very angry upon this land. The people deserted him. They abandoned the spirits. And in his anger, Lahavioleho es kol hakilolo hakisuvo basefer hazeh. He brought upon them the entire curse which is written in this book. Vayitishem Hashem me'al admosom. Rashi understands Vayitishem to mean here to uproot, the taltail, to discharge, to expel, the al admosom. He expelled them from their land. The land was desolate, and the people were expelled. Not only expelled in a gentle way, but expelled in a violent way. Ba'af uvechema uvekezef gadol. They were expelled, uprooted, in anger, in fury, in great wrath. Vayashlichem, and they were cast away, they were deserted, they were thrown el eretz acheres kayom hazeh, to another land, kayom hazeh, as is still the case. Kayom hazeh, the Mephoshim say, mean not kayom hazeh when Moshe is speaking, but kayom hazeh at the time that the Goyim will observe this desolation and this violent expulsion. They will say, this is still the case. Then in the future, when they observe all this, they will say, the land is still devastated, the people are still outcasts. And then the Pasuk shifts and says, Hanistoros Lashem Elokeinu. For Rashi, this means that the people, when they hear this, wonder, how can we be responsible? Because one individual went and in his own heart became this poisonous root and did what he did. How can we, the entire nation, be responsible for what one mishpocha, one clan does, or even one shevet does? It would seem, the people would argue, that you, Ribono Shel Olam, punish all of us, collective punishment, because of the schemes of one individual. How can that be? God tells us here, no. Hanistoros Lashem Elokeinu. Those things which are hidden and which you don't know about, a person's private schemes, I don't hold you responsible for. That's for God to judge. That's for God to punish. But for Haniglos, but suppose this individual, or this family, or this tribe, did what it did publicly. It publicly abandoned God. And this was just one minority group, or even one individual man or woman. But you were silent, you didn't protest, then I hold you responsible. V'haniglos, those things which are revealed, lanu ulvanenu ad olam. There is where we and our children are responsible forever, la'asos es kol divrei ha-Torah hazos, to do everything in this Torah. Notice, es kol divrei HaTorah HaZos, not HaTorah HaZeh, HaTorah HaZos. What's Nistor? Nistoros, that's for God. But what's Niglos? That's for us to take responsibility for. And so we have reached Revi'i. We have finished the third of our talks on Parshas Nitzavim.